Okay, so the pasuk says that Vayichlu Shloshes Yom B'Midbar V'lo Matzu Mayim. Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar for 3 days and they didn't find water. Okay, the Gemara in Bava Kamma darshins Ein Mayim El Torah. That Mayim in the pasuk is alluding to Torah. That they went 3 days without Torah and they got tired. And the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu, the head of the Nevi'im, were Misakin, they instituted that in the future, nobody should ever go 3 days without Torah. And that was the institution of Kriya Satorah, that every Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos, the Tzibur is going to have an obligation to read the Torah every single week. Okay, so it said the Ramchal brings in Derech Hashem that this takana, this institution of Chazal, was one of minatikunim hagdolim shebiru anaviim liYisrael. Haya in Kriyas Torah. Kriyas Torah was one of the greatest institutions that the Nevi'im made. Now, why is that? He explains a little bit. He says that Torah is a light. Now, what does it mean that Torah is a light? Pashup Shat, that means that Torah illuminates, right? We live in a dark world. Olam Hazeh is dark. It's not a clear place. It's not clear what to do. Torah illuminates. It gives us direction. And in a more spiritual sense, it's a light that when we learn it, it lights up our neshama. It lights us up. And the institution of Kriyas HaTorah was that Hashem wanted that the days should be infused with Kedusha. The days of the week, the Moedim, when we read the Torah, that's pumping Kedusha into and light into the world. That's why it was one of the greatest institutions that Chazal made. Okay, fine. So I want to talk tonight very practical. A few halachas of Kriyas HaTorah, and then just the procedure of how to get an aliyah to the Torah. Very practical, exactly what you do. That's the plan. Okay. So first, let's start with Kriyas HaTorah. So two do's and two don'ts of Kriyas HaTorah. The two do's. Number one is listening. There's an obligation to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. There's no obligation to follow along. That's an Eitz HaTovah. That's a good idea to follow along, but there's no obligation to follow along. Okay. We know that there's an obligation Shnai Mikra every week, right? Shnai Mikra Echa Targum. It is possible and could be even recommended that you do one of your Mikras along with Kriyas HaTorah, meaning you read along with the Baal Kori, that can count as one of the mikras of Kriyas HaTorah, for Shnai Mikra. The thing is that it definitely should be reading along with him, and you can't be reading a different part of the Torah, meaning you're not allowed to learn during Kriyas HaTorah, we'll see. So when you're doing Shnai Mikra with the Baal Kori, it should be almost word for word, as best as you can. It shouldn't be reading a different part that he's not reading right now. Okay? And let's say you miss a part of Kriyas HaTorah. So the halach is that you don't have to make it up. We paskin that Kriyas HaTorah is not an obligation on the individual, but rather it's an obligation on the tzibur as a whole. So if you personally miss the Kriyas HaTorah, you don't have to make it up. Okay, fine, good. That's number one. First is the do of listening. Second is standing. Okay, so there's three points to talk about whether you have to stand. During the Kriyas HaTorah itself, there's no obligation to stand. However, the Rama says that yesh machmirim, some are machmir to stand. It's a chumr to stand during Kriyas HaTorah. You don't have to stand during Kriyas HaTorah at all. Fine. In between aliyahs, there is no obligation whatsoever to stand. It's called bein gavra legavra, like between the people, they're going up for the aliyahs. There's no obligation. Fine. When is there an obligation? When the oleh says barchu, barchu as Hashem avorach, right before the aliyah, that's Darvish B'Kedusha. There's an absolute obligation to stand. So you should stand up all the way. When the Ola says Barchu, you should stand up. And then for later, you could sit back down. Good? So those are the two do's, listening and standing. Now the two don'ts. Don't number one is going to be talking. You're not allowed to talk during Kriyas HaTorah, even B'Divrei Torah. You can't even talk and learning during Kriyas HaTorah. Fine, that's pretty well known. What's not so well known is that bin gavra legavra, in between aliyahs as well, the Shulchan Aruch says we also should not talk. You should not even talk in between aliyahs. Okay. Now, there's two heterim, let's say. The Mishnah Berurah says that if somebody wants to learn to himself, not with a chavrusa, but learn to himself in between aliyahs, ein limchos, he's not going to protest. Right? It's such like a crazy language. Like he's not going to protest like learning in between aliyahs. I don't know, to me, that's like the biggest tzaddik. But he's saying, okay, if you want to learn in between aliyahs, like we'll let you. We're not going to get involved. Fine. That's heter number one. You're allowed to learn by yourself. And heter number two, The Aruch HaShulchan says that something that's a short thing, that there's no chashash shema yamashich, that it's going to extend into the Kriyas Torah itself, like a short, a mazel tov, or a short something that it's not going to lead to a conversation, that would also be okay in between aliyahs, but not regular conversing. Fine. That is the first don't is talking. Number two is leaving. The Pasuk says, Ozvei Hashem yichalu. Those who leave Hashem will be disappeared. They'll be destroyed. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Ches says, this is referring to people who walk out during Kriyas HaTorah. During Kriyas HaTorah, to walk out mid Kriyas HaTorah is a bizayon. Right? That's like, it's degrading to the Kriyas HaTorah. So this is for sure during when the Torah is read. Right? Then we don't walk out. This is, even the Aruch HaShulchan says, if you have to go to the bathroom, during Kriyas HaTorah, we do not leave. We stay in. If you walk into a minyan to get your tefillin and they're reading Kriyas HaTorah, you should not leave during the Torah reading itself. Okay, fine. Now, when does this start? This starts as soon as the Torah opens, even if leaning hasn't started. That's the start time for this Isser to leave. Okay, now that's during the Kriyas HaTorah itself. Now, what about Ben Gavra LaGavra? What about in between Aliyahs? So, let's say two conditions in order to leave in between aliyahs. Number one, it has to be a tzorich gadol, as Mishnah Berurah. It has to be a very big need. You can't just stop leave in between aliyahs for nothing. It has to be a serious need to leave. And number two, the Be'er Halacha says it shouldn't be something you do often. This is something you don't do regularly, leave in between aliyahs. Once in a while, it's okay, but not regularly. Fine. So that's the piece on Kriyas HaTorah. And now we'll just talk about getting an aliyah. Okay, and this is going to be part two. So what is the procedure of getting an aliyah to the Torah? So first of all, just to understand, Kriyas HaTorah is parallel to Kabbalah HaTorah. There's a few connections directly to Kabbalah HaTorah. Number one, the reason that we said earlier that you would stand, right? We know the Ola, the one person who gets the aliyah stands, but also the reason why there would be any obligation to stand, we said it's a chumrah to stand during Kriyas HaTorah, is because just like we stood at Har Sinai, so too, Kriyas HaTorah, which is like a mini Har Sinai, there would also be an obligation to stand. Mishnah Berurah says also, just like by Matan Torah, there was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, and all of Klal Yisrael, so too when the Torah is read, there has to be the Baal Koreh, the Ola Torah, and the Gabbai. You always need three to be there. Fine. Connected Moshe, Hashem, and Klal Yisrael. And the third connection is that the bracha before Kriyas HaTorah is 20 words, Ben Ishchai says, and the bracha afterwards is also 20 words, altogether 40, and that is keneged that Moshe was on Har Sinai for 40 days. Fine. So let's talk about getting an aliyah start to finish. Okay, so first of all, what happens first? Let's go through every step by step. The Gabbai asks your name, okay? Now, the Gabbai asks your name, so what's the deal with saying your father's name? You shouldn't be saying your father's name in general, right? That's a lack of kibud avim. The halacha is we're not supposed to say our father's name. So what about when the Gabbai asks your name? So you say, right, Arile Ben, right, Dov Eliezer, let's say, yeah? So what should a person do in such a situation? So it's not an absolute obligation. When someone asks you, it's not usher to answer, but it's roy, it's proper to add a title beforehand. So if your father's name is David Binyamin, so you would say Rib David Binyamin as like giving him some sort of title. It doesn't matter if he's not a Rav, but it's just some sort of title, not to say his full name. Fine. So the Gabbai asks you the name, and then you go up. How do you go up? You take the shortest route to get to the Bima. If the two routes to get there, the right, are equidistant, so you take the right over the left on the way there. On the way back, you're going to take the longer route or the left side. And that's to show that we're, it's hard for us to leave. We're excited to go, and it's hard for us to leave. Okay, and you go bizrizus. We don't walk there slowly, but we don't run in a base medrash, but we in a shul. But we walk slowly, we walk quickly, without running. Fine. And then we get to the bima and we put on a talis. If it's someone's talis that you're borrowing, for sure you're not making a bracha. But even if it's the tzibur's talis, which generally you would make a bracha. You would think you'd make a bracha. Right? If I borrow a talis from shul, I should be making a bracha. However, a talis, the minhag olam is that when a talis that a person uses for laning, which is just kavanat tzibur, we don't make a bracha on the talis. Fine. So now you're up there. And let's go through the steps, exactly what happens over here. Okay, so what is step one? So step one is the Balkore shows you the place. He shows you the place that you're going to start reading from. Now, this is very important. Why? Because the place that you're reading from is what your bracha is going on. You're making a bracha on the place, the Torah portion that he is going to be reading. So let's say he shows you the wrong place, right? Let's say it says, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, and he shows you the wrong one. So the halacha is that if he showed you the wrong place and you made the bracha, and if it wasn't in front, if the correct place was not in front of you, let's say the Torah was closed or that part was rolled up, you would have to make a new bracha. If he showed you the wrong place and you didn't know where it was, you would have to make a new bracha if it was not in front of you. We paskin that if it was mamash in front of you, even if he showed you the wrong place, you wouldn't make a bracha. But if it was not in front of you, if it was rolled up, then you would have to make a new bracha. So it's very important to know exactly where the place is. Fine. Step two is we're knowing before and after the Aliyah to kiss the Sefer Torah. Now, some kiss it in the place itself with either their talis or with the gartel of the Sefer Torah. However, others are concerned that by doing so, you might rub out letters. Now, therefore, some people kiss the end of the Torah, the end of the cloth, and they don't kiss the actual letters themselves. Fine. Now, very important, when, let's say, kissing with a talis, for example, the Gemara says that if you touch the Sefer Torah when you get an Aliyah, you actually lose the schar for that mitzvah. So if you're going to be knowing to kiss it, be careful. Do not touch the cloth with your bare hands. That's why we specifically use the gartel or the tittis, but we don't actually touch the cloth with our bare hands. Fine. So what's next? What's after the Baal Koreh shows us the spot? Fine. So now we're going to hold on tight, right? The pasuk says, "Lo yamush haSefer haTorah hazeh." Don't let go. Don't forsake this Sefer Torah. We have to hold on to the Sefer Torah when we're getting the Aliyah. Our right hand on the right handle, left hand on the left handle, and then we make the brachas. During Kriyas HaTorah, we're going to let go of the left handle with our left hand, and we're just going to hold on to the right handle with our right hand. That's during the reading. But for the brachas, both hands on both handles. Okay. Now, what's the deal with open and close? Well, what should we do? A lot of people do different things. So let's get this clear. Now, there's a concern that's brought in the postgame that we don't want it to seem that when you're making the brachas are written in the Torah itself. We don't want it to appear that the brachas are in the Torah itself. Therefore, let's say for sure after the reading of the Sefer Torah, when you make the after bracha on the Aliyah, you're going to close the Sefer Torah all the way. You're going to close the Sefer Torah in order to make the bracha. Okay, that's after the after bracha. Now, what about beforehand? Beforehand, it's a machlokas poskim. Some say you should also close it for the same reason. Others say that no, by closing it beforehand, that's going to cause a tircha d'tzibur. It's going to, you might lose the place, and it's going to take an extra few seconds to find it. So some say it's better not to close it beforehand. Oh, but what about the concern that it's going to look like the brachos are written in the Torah? So there's two ways to get out of it. Either you look to the side. Mishnah Berurah says, the Ramah says, look to the left side, because the Shekhinah, Hashem, is right in front of you. So looking to the left is Hashem's right. That's one way to go, look to the left. Nowadays, where we have a Baal Koreh on our left, where it didn't used to have this in the past, many look to the right where the brachos are written down. That's also fine. The Ikar is to look to the side and not directly straight at the Torah. That's one mahalach, looking to the side. Alternatively, you can close your eyes. You can also close your eyes, and that will not appear as if you're reading the brachos from the Torah itself. So again, beforehand, you're going to look to the side or close your eyes. Afterwards, you're going to close the Sefer Torah. Fine. Then you are going to make the brachas. You're going to make the before bracha of Asher Bachar Banu. You're going to say Baruch Hu and Asher Bachar Banu. You're going to say this loud. How loud? You're going to say it loud enough that 10 people can hear. Okay? That's going to be on the bracha beforehand. And then, super important, what are you doing during the laning itself? So the Baal Koreh is reading the Torah. We have to be reading along with the Baal Koreh. He's reading, we have to be reading with him. Okay? The Shulchan Aruch says, if you don't read along with the Baal Koreh, it's a bracha levatala. Your bracha is going on the reading. You have to read along with him. Okay? The Baal Halacha speaks that earlier in the Shulchan Aruch Ramah brought that by a summa, someone who's blind or an amaretz, could be we do rely on them not reading along. But for someone who's not blind and not an amaretz, we should definitely read along with the Baal Korei. Fine. What about the after bracha? So the after bracha is a special bracha that was instituted for Kriyas the Torah. And the bracha, again, is Asher Nasalana Torah's Emes, Pachai Olamata Pesochenu. So Asher Nasalana Torah's Emes, the Shulchan Aruch says, there's we're supposed to be thinking about Torah Shebechsav, the written Torah. And Vachai Olamata Pesochenu is referring to Torah Shebalpeh, the oral Torah. Kav Chaim says, the reason why we make a bracha, the Shvach of the oral Torah, is after we read the written Torah, meaning after we read the portion of the Torah, we have to remind ourselves that this cannot be understood unless without the oral Torah as well. So we need the Torah Shebaal Peh in order to explain the Torah Shebechsav. Okay, so that's the basics. So again, after the bracha, you're going to close the Torah, you're going to make the after bracha, and then you're going to kiss the Sefer Torah, you're going to take the longer route back to your seat, and that is the procedure of getting an aliyah.